invited Mike because he's transformed several companies, mostly building for sale or exit. He's known for his ethical and caring approach to driving results over the past decades. In a time where people struggle to find their own approach, Mike has lived his values and delivered strong results. So tell us a little bit more about your approach in general and your approach to transforming organizations.
So there's a lot goes into that, of course, and I'll take a line from the James Cancer Center. You know, no cancer is routine, no transformation is routine either.
Of course,
they're all different. So I tend to start any such engagement or entry into a new company by letting everybody know how I work. Mm. You know, I have a certain set of guidelines that I sort of always follow, and I expect others to follow as well. But I tell them that up front because I don't want them wasting time guessing about what I'm thinking. And so that whenever there's a decision to be made, whether I'm there or not, they know where I'm going to go. And I think that saves a lot of time and gets everybody out of the gate a little more comfortable. So I'm very transparent to begin with. The other thing I always try to do, and I talk a lot about it, is make sure that I'm trying to do what's in the best interest of all the stakeholders of the company, be it the owners, the employees or associates, the customers, the suppliers, and the communities in which we live. And so that gives you a pretty rounded view of what really needs to be done, because those companies are responsible to all of those constituencies, and especially in the CEO role, you need to be really aware of that. And if you're always trying to do the right thing, the best thing, and you're really consistent about that, people tend to trust you because they know where you're going.
These are just your values.